Hi, I'm Dr. Taryn McCarthy, business owner, orthodontist, motivational speaker, and mom. After 20 years of striving for success in business, I'm starting the conversation about the business of happiness. True success in life is realized when we achieve inner fulfillment. Join me in the conversation with business leaders and entrepreneurs looking to reignite their passions and redefine success. Welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Taryn McCarthy, and today is going to be a great day. We're talking about increasing your confidence as a leader using relationship building skills. And I have to just start with this story from the dental chair again, because it's such an incredible example of how we affect the relationships in our lives without even knowing it. And by giving you the tools that I'm going to give you today, you're going to recognize your responses to people and how they either positively or negatively impact the relationship. And then as we dive into understanding those responses, the four types of responses to somebody when they tell you something, we're going to look at how we can use those same skills to strengthen the relationship with ourselves. Because here's the fascinating thing. As a leader of your business, and as a leader of your own dreams, a leader of your happiness journey, the relationships in your life are critical. They are such an important part of being able to lead a team, the way you have a relationship with your patients or your clients or the people you serve. Having incredibly strengthened relationships with the people who you work with, networking, and then of course your personal relationships, those relationships around you that either support you in your dream and in your success or negatively impact them. But none of those relationships can be strengthened and resourced if you don't pay attention to the relationship you have with yourself. And this is where the confidence building in terms of being a leader comes in. We're going to look at how to strengthen those relationships outside of yourself and then how to use those same tools to strengthen the relationship you have with yourself as a leader and how you speak to yourself. So let's start with this one story that I wanted to share with you today. I have this really sweet patient. His name is Jonathan, and he is such a sweetheart. All he wants to do is please. He has great ambitions in his own life, but I can tell a big part of who he is a pleaser. And, you know, he's 11 years old. And in orthodontics, we do a lot of straightening and expanding and reshaping of mouths and even of facial skeletons during this time of growth. And it's incredible what these young kids can do. It's incredible what we ask them to do. And really, they come through. I've always said this in my profession, is that when you raise expectations, then the people who you ask that of really rise up to the occasion. And it's the most incredible thing to watch with children. Over and over again, I see parents discrediting their children, and their children are capable of so much more. In fact, if you work with kids, you know that sometimes children can do more than adults can. It's so true in the orthodontic profession. You should see the things we ask kids to wear in their mouths. It's amazing. And every time I see a child who really just wants to prove themselves come through in the orthodontic chair, it is so rewarding. Jonathan is exactly one of these kids who really just wants to show how dedicated he can be. And so we've been asking him to wear this appliance in his mouth 24 hours a day. Now, this is something that Jonathan can take in and out. He does not have to wear it all the time. In fact, he has to take it out when he's eating and when he's brushing his teeth. And then here's the tricky part. He has to remember to put it back in again. And then we're relying on 11-year-old Jonathan to remember to wear this appliance in his mouth all the time. It's really critical for his mouth. It's really the one way we can address his occlusal needs right now at this point, at this stage of his development and in his mouth. And we've had this big discussion with him and explained to him how important it is. And every single appointment, mom comes in with Jonathan, comes in to the office, and every time Jonathan says, I've been doing a really good job, I've been wearing this appliance more and more, and the response mom gives is, really, Jonathan? Do you really think you've been wearing it a lot? Because I've seen that you haven't. Or Jonathan will say, yes, I've really been working harder at wearing this appliance more and more hours in the day. And I actually figured out a new way before I play video games, I tell myself I have to be wearing the appliance to play video games. And mom's immediate response on this day when he told me this great tactic, this great strategy he had for wearing his appliance more often, mom's immediate response was, oh, Jonathan, that's not really true. I caught you last night playing video games and you didn't have it in your mouth. Now, what I see as the orthodontist is that Jonathan is wearing this plenty. What we need to see and what we need to achieve in Jonathan's mouth is happening beautifully. But the relationship destruction that I'm watching in front of me between Jonathan and his mom, and also the loss of confidence of Jonathan in his own assessment of his own actions, is so, so sad to watch. What I'm seeing as an orthodontist on the other side of the chair is that mom is just destroying this relationship between her and her son. And it's so hard for me to watch because I think we do this often as parents without even recognizing. As parents, oftentimes we will try to hold our children accountable and keep them aware of the truth or the responsibility or the accountability, and we don't see what's happening to the relationship between ourselves and our children when we discredit them to that extent. And what we're looking at here is a response technique called active destructive responding. And that's really what mom's doing in this situation. Not only is she negatively affecting her relationship with her son, as you can see in this situation, you can just see that Jonathan is announcing something, he's proud of something, and mom is immediately destroying it, actively, destructively affecting that relationship. Not only that, but you can see that now Jonathan starts questioning his own assessment ability. He thought he was doing a great job, and now he's being told, nope, your own assessment is not trustworthy, Jonathan. Your own assessment is wrong. So slowly his own confidence begins to become eroded. This relationship with himself, because internalizing that language, that active destructive response to his initial feelings, to his initial statement, is now going to negatively impact the relationship he has with himself. This beautiful example is what we tend to do ourselves as leaders. And how can we now take that knowledge, that insight, and use it to our strength? Use it as a constructive way of building up our own self-confidence. As leaders, as I mentioned before, we rely on the relationships in our lives. We rely on strengthening those relationships, especially the relationships with our team members who we're expecting to be our brand ambassadors, to be heralding our vision and our mission for our businesses. And the same is true for any relationship that you create in terms of partnership with other professionals or partnership with other organizations. Strengthening that relationship is so important. So Martin Seligman talked about this in his book, Flourish. And in that situation, he was talking about responses in terms of building and strengthening relationships from a happiness standpoint. So not only can we use this tool to strengthen our business relationships, our business successes, but we can also use these tools to strengthen our own happiness and flourish factor. In other words, how much more satisfied we are with life in terms of paying attention to how we respond to other people. What we need right now is to leverage happiness in the workplace. If you're a leader or manager struggling with retaining team members and frustrated with the current staffing shortage, group coaching for your team is your solution. Christina Unrein and I have partnered together to build a 10-week group coaching workshop for your business, focused directly on increasing happiness and positivity in the workplace. How do we do this? We use the awesome systems you already have in place and support your team members directly with tools for a mindset shift for awareness of their individual power to own their own happiness. Learn how to cultivate accountability for happiness in your team members and guide them with the tools to own their empowerment at work. Turning around workplace culture starts with individuals, and Christina and I are here for you. Email me at taryn@thebizofhappiness.com if you are ready to make workplace happiness your competitive advantage. So there are four types of responses that we each have the choice to make in the moment. And now knowing this, I'm really fascinated. As you go through your day and as you start interacting with people, paying attention to what is your go-to and how do other people respond to you? So the four different types are active, constructive responses, active, destructive responses. There's also passive constructive responses and passive destructive responses. So the first one, active constructive, is the kind that strengthens relationships. That's the kind that when someone says to you, you know, I had a great weekend this weekend, when one of your team members or a friend says, oh my gosh, Taryn, I had a great weekend. An active constructive response would be, really? Tell me all about it. What was it like? What made it so great? You're actively engaging in the conversation. Not only are you responding, but you're actively supporting their emotions around their statement. They had a great weekend. You're asking more about it. Tell me more about what this made this weekend so great. Expand on it. Can you see how that's a relationship strengthening response? It shows not only are you interested, but you want to know more. You're valuing them. Active destructive response would be to actively respond and devalue. Very similar to what Jonathan's mom was doing. Actually negating that. So one example might be, let's talk about parenting again. If my son wakes up in the morning and says, yeah, I had a great sleep. Thanks, mom. I had a great sleep. And I say, oh, no. I noticed you were up till 11. That's really late for you. See how what I'm doing immediately is in the response, taking away a little bit of that air out of their sails, actively letting them know that that's not really true. Can you see how destructive that is to the relationship? Can you see how destructive it is to their self-confidence if they value my opinion? If they don't value my opinion, then it's just the relationship that really suffers. Let's talk about the third kind, passive constructive. Passive constructive is when you're not actually asking for more information. It's not as wonderful as active constructive, but it's not as damning as being destructive to a relationship. So when someone just says, I had a great weekend this weekend, you say, oh, that's great. But not asking them to expound on it, not asking them to engage in further conversation. You're just acknowledging it. You're not negating it, but you are not also asking them to strengthen this bond that you have with them. The same thing is true for a passive destructive. Passive destructive could be as simple as just not responding at all. How many times has that happened to you when you're really excited to share some information and the recipient just blows you off? Or sometimes passive destructive responses are more powerful in terms of body language. When someone responds but doesn't look you in the eye, something like saying hello in the morning, just saying hi to someone. Someone walks by and puts up a hand to wave is a very passive, destructive response. You're not worthy of me paying attention to you. So our body language can be a very important part in terms of how we build or break relationships. So let's look at this now in terms of how you can build your own confidence as a leader using these tools of responses: active, constructive, active, destructive, passive, constructive, and passive, destructive responses to yourself. Take Jonathan for a moment. How can Jonathan now learn to have responses to his own emotions and his own feelings? When he says to himself, I did a really good job wearing this appliance, his response in his own head could be, no, you didn't. You actually haven't been doing such a great job. In fact, it could even be a response to something I say. When I said to Jonathan, Jonathan, actually, your teeth look great. I think you're really wearing this plenty. I think what you're doing is really working very well. It doesn't matter how much I say to him. It really matters the response that he's going to give himself, the response that he's going to internalize. And isn't that true for us as business leaders and leaders of our teams? It really only matters how we perceive it and the relationship we have with ourselves. Let's go back to that example of the friend or the team member who said, I had a great weekend. She's telling herself she had a great weekend. It doesn't matter how I respond in terms of how she feels about her weekend. The only thing that matters is our relationship in terms of my response. But what matters to her, what increases her happiness, is ownership of her feelings and then the response she internalizes to her own feelings. I have this really incredible client. She is doing so well. She's an amazing orthodontist. She's leading an amazing team. And the one struggle that she's had repeatedly is feeling confident in her leadership. She second guesses herself all the time. The evidence is all around her of how wonderful she is as a leader. This team has done incredibly well. They've grown almost 200% in the past 3 years. Their working together and team building is so great. She has great suggestions for them. They all seem to really love her and respond well to her. But the conversation she has in her head, the relationship she has with herself, is constantly second guessing. Those responses she has are constantly destructive, not only passively, but actively destructive to the feelings she has. So an example in her case is they've never celebrated this growth. That's a passive, destructive relationship she has with herself, or that she's responding to with herself. The situation is celebration. The situation is having an opportunity to celebrate. There's evidence all around her, but by not celebrating, she's passively destructive in terms of her own relationship and confidence as a leader. Can you see how a response of, wow, you're doing a fabulous job as leading this team and leading this business and owning your CEO status here, and then celebrating, what an active, constructive response that would be. And paying closer attention to how you speak to yourself as a leader can be enormously rewarding in terms of building your own confidence. Can you see how just incorporating this on a daily basis, paying attention to how you respond to yourself and really valuing building and constructively growing this relationship you have with yourself as a leader can be so powerful. Imagine if every day when you had a feeling or a thought about your leadership, you supported it as a best friend, as someone who's really valuing and proud of you, somebody who's actively constructive in the responses you give. Imagine how much more confident you would be as a leader. Not just more confident as a leader, but more effective as a leader. Because in order to have those strong relationship building skills with others, we need to first increase the relationship building with ourselves. I believe in you, my friends. I know that you're capable of being an incredible leader. I know that these tools can help you. And also, I believe in the power of these tools because I have seen them work over and over again in the dental chair and in the business world. Have a fabulous day. Pay attention to how you speak to yourselves. And if this is of any significance or interest to you, join us over on my private Facebook group, The Business of Happiness Hive. We are in the middle of a 21-day positive self-talk challenge. And this is why we're doing it, because how we speak to ourselves is so important. It affects our relationship with ourselves, it affects our happiness, and it affects the quality of life that we live. Have an incredible day. And remember, when you feel good, that's when you can do good. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Business of Happiness podcast. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. And if you know of a colleague who could benefit from this perspective, empower their day and share this episode with them. Or check out more episodes on thebizofhappiness.com. I look forward to discussing happiness in business and in life with you further again next episode. And until then, remember, today is going to be a great day.